This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Always been a fan of Simon and Garfunkel and their music. Don't understand some of their music, not sure of the symbolism of some of their music that they wrote. In fact, there's one song that I want to reference this morning. I have no idea of who Kathy is in a song they called Kathy's Song. But Kathy's Song has a line in it that goes like this. I don't know why I waste my time writing songs I don't believe. What a statement. I don't know why I waste my time writing songs that I don't believe. I wonder how much of your life you don't believe, in the sense that if someone were to tell you, or would have told you 10 or 15 years ago, what would be going on in your life right now, you would have said, I don't believe that. If someone 20 years ago said, 20 years from now, this is going to be happening in your life, you say, oh, that's not going to happen in my life. And I'm speaking that of all of us, in terms of what's going on in your family, with your children, with your parents, whatever the case may be. We may not believe or would believe what someone projected for the future that is indeed happening. Today I'm going to begin an 8-week series on the word believe. You may say, how in the world could you spend 8 weeks on one word? We can. The Bible has so much more to say about the word believe than any other word I know. The word believe means to accept something as true. The word believe means to accept something as true. My favorite song of Rich Mullins is a song about the Apostles' Creed, and some of you grew up reciting the Apostles' Creed. The Apostles' Creed is a very powerful statement. I believe in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God of heaven and earth and His Son who was crucified and died and buried and rose again. I believe those things. But there's a line in his song that goes like this. I believe what I believe makes me what I am. Listen to that again. I believe what I believe makes me what I am. You are the result of what you believe about a lot of things in life. One psychologist put it this way. You may not believe what other people tell you. And there's some of you that you don't believe anybody. You don't believe people in your own family about anything. You don't believe your coworkers. You don't believe your friends. But he said this. But most people believe everything they tell themselves. You may not believe anything anybody else tells you, but you believe everything you tell yourself. And he said, therefore, it's extremely important to tell yourself the truth. Because he said a lot of people tell themselves lies. They lie to themselves. What you tell yourself makes you what you are. What you believe about things makes you what you are. And this is going to be a statement that you're going to hear through this series, but it goes like this. What you believe about Jesus Christ, what you believe about the Bible, the Word of God, will impact the way you treat your family. What you believe about Jesus Christ, what you believe about this book that we call the Bible, will impact the way you relate to coworkers at work. The way you relate in the business world, the way you relate socially to other people will be impacted by what you believe about the Lord and what you believe about His Word. That's how important belief is. Today we're going to look at a passage of Scripture that talks about Abraham. Abraham was the one person in the book of Isaiah that's referred to as the friend of God. God said Abraham was my friend because he believed him, believed God. We're going to talk about Abraham today and how it was credited to his account as righteousness, because not because of what he did, but because of what he believed. Well, for the sake of discussion, do you believe that statement that what you believe impacts what you are? I do believe that's true. What you believe about the Lord God Almighty, what you believe about the Word of God, impacts what you believe about everything else. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same place.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.